Our Youth Expression Showcase continues. We've had 12 participants this week. And last but not least, we have some Girl Scouts that are here with us. And I'm going to start the way we often like to start. I'm just going to ask each of you to introduce yourself. I think everybody, is everybody from the same troop? I don't think so. Tell me your troop number. Your name, how old you are, and if you want to say hello to anybody, this is the time to give a shout out. Hi.
My name is Cheyenne Roan. I'm from West Mifflin. I'm in eighth grade, and I'm actually in two troops, Troop 52570 in Woodland Hills and Troop 50156.
Where do you go to school?
West Mifflin.
That's nice to meet you. And I didn't know you could be in two troops. That's kind of neat. Who do we have next? Hi.
My name is Paige Feltner. I'm from Troop 51440, and I'm 10 years old. And I want to say hello to my brother Alex and my awesome troop leaders.
Where do you go to school?
McMurray Elementary.
Nice to meet you. And let's see who's sitting on your left.
My name is Amelia Daddyaco. I'm also from Troop 51440. I go to Peters Township, and I'd like to say, I'm 10 years old, and I'd like to say hello to my troop.
Very good. And who do we have sitting next to you?
I'm Eliana Lazaro. I'm in Girl Scout Troop 50367 in Eden Hall Upper Elementary. I'm 10 years old, and I'd like to say hi to my mom, my sisters and my dad, who are hopefully listening in at home, and my troop leader.
I'm quite sure they are. And by the way, if you are listening at home or anywhere, except if you're driving, you can text us at 412-200-5975 or call us at that number if you want to talk to any of the girls or say hello to them. Do you four know each other? Did you know each other before coming here already?
No.
No.
Okay, so you three are in the same troop? Or who's in the... Is it anybody? Okay, I should have been paying better attention. So what would you all like to talk about? I know it's cookie time. That's one thing.
Yeah.
And I know some of you are members of a media team. Is that right?
Yes.
Tell me what that's all about. Just jump in.
It's with Sally Wiggins. A group of Girl Scouts team up with her. And we talk about any Girl Scouting events, and we post them, and we have fun with them.
That's great. If you don't know, Sally is a longtime and you would say legendary Pittsburgh area newscaster and has been a great role model. And has she helped taught you some things about news or how to sort of get people's attention?
Yes.
What do you do when you post things? What do you like to let people know about?
Maybe upcoming events or this time of year, the cookies season is coming up.
The cookies are important at this time. Tell me about the cookie sale that's coming up, because it changes every year. Some people think it's the same old thing all the time. What's happening with that?
There are two new cookies. There's the Toffee-tastic, and that's a gluten-free cookie.
Huh.
And there's a Rah-Rah Raisin.
And it starts January 9th.
Oh, right around the time. January 9th is the time. So a lot of people think you're just selling cookies. And you're doing a lot more than selling cookies.
Yeah.
What do you learn when you go through that program?
Well, you learn about business because you sell things to people, and I think that's a really good skill to have, and it's really important. And you also learn about money and how to manage it.
And how do you sell things to people? How do you think you end up being successful?
We introduce ourselves, and there's the little brownies and the little daisies that, you know, look cute. And they get sales. But there's us, too. We do a lot of stuff. We do trips, too. Like, we do a lot of fun trips. We help the community, too. A lot of community service. It's not just cookies.
Also, when our troops, we use some...
Come a little closer.
We use the funds to
go on trips and throughout the year with our troops, and we put it all together.
I'm curious, can you give me an example of a public service project you've done or a community service project?
Well, when I was a junior, so that was like 2 years ago, we did an arthritis walk with my troop 50156, and we did bracelets, and we worked with a lot of other people to do the arthritis walk and, like, walk with the people.
That's great. What did you do?
We're working with the Washington County Humane Society now, and we're, like, getting donations for the pets.
Things that they need.
Things they need, like toys
and food and other things. That's great. Have you guys been involved in something, too?
We're doing the same thing since we're in the same troop. We put a box for donations, and we made ornaments so people can pull them off and look at what they might need and donate it in the box.
Oh, cool. So that gives them an idea of what they can buy to help the cause.
Yeah.
And can you tell me about something you've done?
Usually around Christmas time, our troop does presents for patients for St. Barnabas. And, well, we get assigned to a patient with a few other girls, and we bring them presents, and we usually sing a bit for them. And this year, we did caroling instead. We brought cookies, and we sang a ton of carols for them, and then we ate cookies. It was really fun.
What a nice thing. It is fun to do community service work, isn't it? So the cookie sale begins now. Do you have goals, and are you going to go, are you looking to sell enough cookies to go on a trip or to accomplish something?
Yeah. I have a big goal.
This is Cheyenne.
Yeah, I'm Cheyenne. Yeah, I have a big goal. And so I'm participating in the Swiss Chalet. It's like me and other, nine girls in this thing.
So you can go to Switzerland, right?
Yeah, we're going to Europe, Switzerland and Italy.
How old are you again?
I'm 14.
That's fantastic. So how many cookies do you need to sell?
A lot.
That's really awesome. So you'll get to go to Europe, but this will be over the summer?
Yes, in July.
Great. Are you participating in anything? I know Cheyenne's a little older than y'all, but are you participating in any special challenges?
We're not yet, but last year we used our money to go on a camping trip.
Excellent. That's a very good thing to do, too.
In our troop, the money we get from the cookies, we use it to fund our activities for the rest of the year. So if we were all going on a camping trip together or going to visit an animal shelter or something like that, we would use the money to pay.
That's nice. That makes you self-sufficient. You're able to earn money from the community so that you can do things for the community. It's a really great way to do things. It's so nice to have all of you here. Does anybody else want to say anything or add anything? Please make sure you're right in the mic there.
What's new this year, too, is now you can sell Girl Scout cookies online. People can buy them with the computer, and that's new.
And you can credit the Girl Scout of your choice, or how do you do you know how that works?
Not yet, but I do know that they're starting online.
I'm sure if you Google Girl Scout cookies, it'll all be made clear to you. Does anybody know? Do you know how that works?
No, I don't do that because, I mean, I like the Girl Scout cookies online and everything, but I never really did that. I usually go, you know, door to door with another Girl Scout or ask family and friends, you know.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing too.
I think we pretty much all go door to door, but we also do booth sales in my troop. We go like by a store or something, and we sell the cookies to people, and it's really fun because we have these two cookie costumes, and two of the girls get to dress up as cookies. And
have you ever dressed up as a cookie?
Yes, I have.
I had a feeling. Anybody else ever dress up as a cookie before?
It's not easy to be a cookie.
Costume.
Yeah, I'll bet it is.
Which one? Which cookie?
Yeah, what cookie is it?
I think we have a Thin Mint and a Samoa.
I did a Dosey though.
Yeah. I like the peanut butter ones. I forget what those are called.
Tagalongs?
Yes, they are Tagalongs. I like those. I like them all, actually. And what's the new ones? There's a raisin one, and what's the other one called? Toffee-tastic.
Yeah.
And it's gluten-free.
Yeah. A gluten-free cookie. You've got something for everybody. I want to thank you all for coming, and good luck with your Swiss challenge. That's a big challenge, and I hope you make it. What grade are you in again?
I'm in eighth grade.
That'll be a fun trip to Europe once you're over there. You'll like it, I'm sure. And thank you all for being here. I want to be sure, anything else anybody wanted to mention? I love the idea of dressing up as a cookie.
I wanted to say the Toffee-tastics are going to start being available at booth sales. So
look for them at booths.
Yeah, look for them at the Girl Scout cookie booth sales.
Yeah,
if you have a gluten allergy.
And when you see a local Girl Scout selling cookies, remember you heard about it—a trip to Switzerland, camping, local activities to help Scout troops be self-sufficient with your help, and learning about business skills and entrepreneurship. It's all very natural and a very good thing to do. Thanks for being such good representatives of our local Girl Scouts.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.